大家好。I'm very glad that Donald is here with me.
好高興今日可以同大家一齊喺呢度敬拜。
Because if I were to preach in Chinese, I would be ordering su long bao. That's all I know how to say. Are you going to say that? No. Okay. It is a joy for me to be here.
心裏邊好高興嘅，可以喺度同大家一齊敬拜。
Leaders are essential.
領袖係好重要。
We need leaders because leaders give vision.
我哋需要領袖，因為領袖可以俾我哋一啲嘅眼光。
They prompt, urge, and guide the rest of us toward things that we must do, even things we don't want to do but must.
領袖可以俾我哋一啲嘅催促，俾我哋一啲嘅提醒，去幫我哋做一啲嘅決定，去逼我哋做一啲嘅事，甚至有時候我哋唔想做嘅事。
Thinking about leadership today and what God requires of leaders, I've come to conclude at least one thing.
我想想即是我们怎样做领袖，神怎样需要一些领袖的人，我们可以归纳一点。
The way of the Christian leader is different.
基督徒的领袖是与别不同的。
The Christian leader, whether you're a pastor or an elder, a teacher or an accountant,
基督徒的领袖，不论你是牧师、长老、医生、护士或者会计师。
A nurse or a parent,
或者護士或者一個家長
a programmer or a librarian,
或者一個電腦程式嘅設計員，或者一個嘅圖書館管理員。
Whatever sphere of influence you have as a Christian leader, the way you lead and guide those in your care should be different.
不論你係即係點樣去帶領或者去引導你嘅同事嘅時候，你身為一個基督徒嘅領袖，應該嘅方法係唔同嘅。
There's a difference.
嗰度係應該有分別嘅。
And to explore this, I want to focus our attention on this popular story from 1 Samuel.
我想同大家去睇一段嘅經文，一個個故事，能夠去引導大家去更專注喺呢個嘅題目上邊。
The story of David and Goliath.
呢個故事就係關於大衛同埋哥利亞。
And I've asked Donald to read it all in Chinese.
我想同喺度讀大同大家讀幾節嘅經文。經文係記載喺撒母耳記上第十七章，請大家打開，跟住我一齊去睇呢幾節嘅經文。第一段係喺第四節到第十一節。撒母耳記上第十七章第四節到第十一節，從非利士營中出來一個討戰的人，名叫哥利亞，是加特人，身高六爪，零一虎口，頭戴銅盔，身穿海甲，甲重五千石克勒。腿上有銅護膝，兩肩之中背負銅戟，槍幹粗如鐵布，織布的機軸，鐵槍頭重六百舍克勒。有一個拿盾牌的人走在他面前，哥利亞對著以色列的軍隊站立，呼叫說：你們出來列隊裏作什麼呢？我不是非利士人嗎？你們不是掃羅的僕人嗎？我可以從你們中間揀選一人，使他下到我這裡來。他若能與我戰鬥，將我殺死，我們就作你們的仆人；我若勝了他，將他殺死，你們就作我們的仆人，服侍我們。那非利士人又來說：我今日向以色列人的軍隊罵戰，你們叫一個人出來與我戰鬥。掃羅和以色列眾人聽見非利士人的這些話，就驚惶，極其懼怕。我們跟住再看下面幾節，第二十節到第二十四節。第二十節到第二十四節，大衛早晨起來，將羊交託一個看守的人，照著他父親所吩咐的話，帶著食物去了。到了辎重營，軍兵剛出到戰場，吶喊要戰，以色列人和非利士人都擺列隊伍，彼此相對。大衛把他帶來的食物留在看守物件的人手下，跑到戰場問他哥哥們安。與他們說話的時候，那討戰的，就是屬加特的非利士人哥利亞，從非利士隊中出來，說從前所說的話，大衛都聽見了。以色列眾人看見那人就逃跑，極其懼怕。再看第二十六節，大衛問站在旁邊的人說：有人殺者非利士人，除掉以色列人的恥辱，怎樣待他呢？這未受割禮的非利士人是誰呢？竟敢向永生神的軍隊罵戰嗎？我們再看最後的第三十二節到第四十節。大衛對掃羅說： 人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。扫罗对大卫说：你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻，他自幼就作战士。大卫对扫罗说：你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中逝去一只羔羊，羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就抽着他的胡子，将他打死。你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂战，也必像狮子和熊一般。大卫又说：耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。扫罗对大卫说：你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。扫罗就把自己的战衣给大卫穿上，将铜盔给他戴上，又给他穿上铠甲。大卫把刀挎在战衣外，试试能走不能走。因为扫罗没有穿惯，就对扫罗说：我穿戴这些不能走，因为扫罗没有穿惯。于是摘脱了，他手中拿杖，又在溪中挑选了五块光滑石子，放在袋里，就是牧人带的囊里，手中拿着甩石的基弦，就去迎那非利士人。
David is kneeling at the brook in the valley of Elah, choosing five smooth stones.
大卫喺个以拉谷嘅溪流中间跪低喺度，喺度拣紧五块光滑嘅石仔。
If you look at him closely, he's doing something any young boy would do at the edge of a stream.
如果大家细心睇嘅话，你会留意到佢而家做紧一啲任何少年人如果喺溪旁边。
He's choosing stones.
他在揀緊石仔。
But as you know, he's not picking rocks to skip.
大家知道他不是揀石仔來去玩一些片石的遊戲。
Rather, he's in the middle of a tense and volatile situation.
他是在一個很緊張和在一個一觸即發的情景底下。
Two armies face each other, the Israelites against the Philistines.
兩隊的軍隊在面對緊以色列的軍隊和非利士人的軍隊。
Though tentative, each side is on the verge of attack. And here, in the middle, is this young shepherd David picking up stones.
這兩隊的軍隊隨時都是去想著去敵打對軍的。然而這個少年人在這裡靜靜地在這裡揀緊石仔。
Swords and spears, shields and arrows surround him. Blood and death is imminent.
剑枪盾牌战是围住一个嘅少年人，流血伤亡随时都会发生嘅。
And here's David choosing five smooth stones.
但系一个嘅大卫喺度拣紧五粒石仔。
You look again at David kneeling at the brook. You wouldn't know that this was a battleground. You couldn't tell just by looking at him.
如果我哋睇下即系大卫喺度做紧乜嘢，我哋真系唔会想象得到。大卫系喺一个战场嘅当中。
He is calm as the waters he is kneeling at.
佢好似佢跪喺度嗰啲嘅溪水咁平静。
His strength is as firm as the stones he is gathering.
但系佢嗰个力量就好似佢手抓着嘅一啲嘅石头咁坚稳。
So here's David kneeling at the stream, choosing five smooth stones.
喺度，我哋睇到大卫跪喺个嘅溪流中间，喺度拣紧五粒嘅石仔。
What is he doing here? Why is he here?
点解佢喺度，同埋佢喺度做紧啲乜嘢
？David has been chosen by God. Anointed is the word.
大卫系被神所拣选嘅，我哋就系用高末呢两个字嚟去形容。
This is the first thing we must remember as we dive into this story.
呢个系我哋第一件事要进入呢个故事嘅中心嗰度。
In chapter 16, we are told of how David is chosen from among his seven brothers.
喺第十六章嗰度讲到大卫系点样可以从佢嘅几兄弟当中被拣选出嚟。
Remember, he was the youngest of his brothers.
记住，大卫系喺佢兄弟当中系最年幼嗰个。
Not the strongest.
唔系最强壮嗰个。
Not the most experienced.
亦都唔系最有经验嗰个。
But chosen by God.
但系神拣选嗰位。
Now fast forward.
我哋而家向前嘅撥快一啲嘅片段。
In the valley of Elah, though, he is not yet the king.
喺以拉谷呢个地方度，佢仲未系一个王。
He's not ready yet.
佢仲未行準備得好。
In fact, it will be years before he assumes the throne on which Saul is now sitting.
其實係經過咗好多年之後，佢先至從掃羅王嗰度去接到呢個嘅王位。
So why is he here?
點解佢喺度咧
？David is here because God has chosen him. Yes.
大卫喺度，因为佢系已经被拣选咗。
But David is also here now at this place and in this time because before he becomes king, he must be shaped into a leader.
大卫喺度，因为佢被选为做王之前，佢系要喺度咧系被雕琢。
Though chosen, he's not yet ready.
佢虽然被拣选，但系未得完美。
And so in this valley, in this pressure-filled place where men on both sides tremble at imminent battle.
在一个地方那里，双方的军队都在一个紧张的街头那里，随时都会爆发战争的这个情景底下。
God raises up his next chosen leader.
神兴起了他另一位将要做王的人。
To help us follow and get to the heart of the story, I want to focus on three words.
想帮助大家去进入这个故事的中心，我希望用三个英文字。
Three words that I believe will help us to see the shaping of David into the leader God wants him to be.
这三个的英文字就是描写了神怎样去雕琢大卫成为一个将来的王。
And these words, these three words are paralysis.
第一个字就是静止下来。
Indignation.
是悲叹。
And running.
同埋奔走。
Paralysis.
瘫痪。
The story begins with a Philistine named Goliath.
这个故事开始的时候就讲到哥利亚一个巨人。
He is huge at over 9 feet tall.
他是九尺高。
He's menacing.
他是非常的即是有威严。
His presence on the battle line intimidates.
他的出现令到人呢会觉得很受威胁。
His armor is made of bronze. His helmet, his javelin, all made of bronze.
他的盔甲、他的头盔、他的枪都是用铜做。
And despite the heaviness of his gear, he wears it effortlessly.
虽然这些盔甲、这些装备非常的重，但是他好像不费吹灰之力来去戴上。
Then Goliath steps forward and issues a challenge, shouting to the Israelites, "Send down your best fighter."
这个哥利亚就在挑战以色列人，说将你最好的战士差遣出来。
If he fights and kills me, our entire army will become your subjects.
如果他胜了我的，将我们杀死的，我整队的军队都成为你们的仆人。
But if I kill him,You will be our subjects and serve us.
如果我打赢咗佢，杀咗佢嘅话，你哋就要成为我哋嘅仆人。
Already, you can imagine the knees of the Israelites shaking.
你大家可以想象得到嗰啲以色列嘅人嗰只脚喺度震紧。
Giant soldier with all the best armor and weapons, and this challenge to fight man against man.
呢个巨人嘅军队啊，佢哋有好嘅装备嚟挑战佢哋啊，佢哋要面对面咁去打仗。
Who would step up?
谁够胆行出来
？No one，
冇一个人。
The Israelites, we are told, are dismayed and terrified.
我哋知道以色列人佢哋喺个时候系胆丧同埋惧怕。
Seeing this giant before them, they are afraid.
佢睇见呢个巨人嘅时候，佢哋就惊。
And they are embarrassed.
佢哋甚至到咧系局促不安。
Without even throwing a spear, Goliath drives an insult deep into their morale badly.
佢哋不费一支嘅箭。他们整班的哥利亚的人已经大大到侮辱了以色列人，令到他们的士气大挫。
He says, This day I defy the ranks of Israel.
他说今天我要向以色列的军队骂战。
And each day, for 40 days, Goliath does this, takes a stand in the battleground, shouts his defiance, and waits for a challenger.
跟着来的40天，这个哥利亚都是这样做，在这里对着以色列的军队骂战，等一个人够胆行出来。
And from the army of Israel, no one steps forward.
在以色列的军队里面，没有一个人够胆。
And so each day is more humiliating than the last.
所以每一日，他们那个的受侮辱那个的程度呢，是比昨日更加的严重。
And why?
为什么?
Because the Israelites, led by Saul, are paralyzed.
因为以色列人这个军队，扫罗王室带领的这班人，他们在这个时候他们已经瘫痪了。
For 40 days, they are in a state of paralysis.
在40天这么长的时间里面，他们在一个瘫痪的状态底下。
Fear does this to you.
惧怕可以 令到我们落到这样的光景。
Gripped in fear, we freeze.
当我们惧怕你的时候，我们僵硬了。
When challenges face us and the odds seem insurmountable, the common response, or should I say reflex, is to do nothing.
通常我们当这些惧怕临到我们的时候，我们的最好的反应，或者我们唯一可以做的反应，就是我们什么都不做。
Why proceed when we know we're going to lose?
我们为什么要前进呢？我们明知道都会输的了。
What's the point of going further?
有什么意思呢？我们继续前进的话。
I wonder if any of you feel like this.
我唔知道大家有冇经过咁嘅感受。
Paralyzed by fear.
因为惧怕而令到我哋瘫痪落嚟。
Perhaps it's a difficult decision that's before you.
可能有一啲前面你好难要定嘅抉择。
Perhaps because of any kind of challenge in your life now.
或者喺你生命上面有啲唔同嘅挑战。
I like watching movies.
我中意睇电影。
And there are a lot of movies out there about World War II.
很多电影是讲到第二次世界大战的故事。
And in almost all these movies, we are usually shown the terrible and dehumanizing way millions of Jews have been gathered, tortured, and massacred by the Nazis.
很多电影故事都讲到第二次世界大战的时候，纳粹党收逼了很多的犹太人在这个地方里面去迫害他们，甚至到杀害他们。
I was in Munich recently and had the opportunity to visit one of the first concentration camps operated by the Nazis.
我不久之前我去到慕尼黑这个地方，我有机会去探讨到一个的集中营，是纳粹党第一个设立的集中营。
Now it's a memorial.
现在是一个这样的纪念馆。
And I remember all the photos and stories of how unjust the Jews were treated and the torture that went on in these places.
我在图片上面我看到犹太人是怎样被纳粹党的人去迫害。
All this allowed me to still hear the cries of the people in these empty rooms.
在这些相片里面，好像带到我去仍然听到这些犹太人的呼喊。
You can imagine in the face of this Nazi death machine, how paralyzed were the Jews.
大家可以推想得到，当犹太人对着这个集中营里面的死牢的时候，他们那个情况是怎样，他们只是瘫痪下来。
In one sense, there's no way around facing fear in our lives.
很多时候我们面对困难，一些惧怕的时候，我们真的不知道有什么出路。
Yes, the Israelites ran away from Goliath in great fear.
以色列人就因为这个惧怕，他们就逃跑。
But Goliath was still there, always there.
但是这个哥利亚仍然在那里，时时都在那里。
No matter how far they ran.
不论他们走得多远。
Those things that terrify us in our lives will always be around.
在我们生命上面面对那些惧怕的事，永远都会在我们的后面。
The key question here then is, what will our response to fear be?
那个问题就是，我们怎么去面对这些困难？
And not just fear, but to evil. What should our response be to those things that terrify us?
不单只说这个惧怕，有时候有一些很邪恶的事，我们怎么去面对它呢？
The Israelites...were dismayed and terrified at Goliath.
以色列人他们就很惧怕，同埋咧，佢哋咧就丧胆。
But look now at David's response.
但系而家睇下大卫嗰个嘅回应系点
？You could describe his response to Goliath as indignation.
我哋可以睇到，我哋可以形容话大卫对住哥利亚嗰个嘅回应咧，就系佢喺度悲叹紧。
David never signed up for army duty.
大卫从来都冇去签名去参军。
In fact, our story first sets David taking care of his father's sheep.
喺故事嘅前头，我哋睇到大卫嘅工作系去为佢爸爸去放羊。
And the job his father gives him is simply to bring food to his brothers in the army.
佢爸爸而家交付佢俾嘅工作就系咧，将啲食物带到去军队里边俾佢嘅哥哥。
He brings bread and cheese.
佢将面包同埋一啲嘅奶饼带去。
This is our eventual hero.
这个是我们将会看到的一个英雄。
When David arrives at the camp,
当大卫去到这个军营当中，
he finds that his brothers are fine.
他看到他们的哥哥是安好。
In fact, the whole army is fine, not a scratch or a bruise.
其实整个军队都是安好，一点损伤都没有。
But as David lingers around longer, he realizes things are not fine.
但是当他在那个军营里面再走动来一点的时候，他注意到情况不是好像他这样想。
While the number of injured on his side is low and casualties zero,
在他的军营里面受伤 的军队是很少，死亡的人更加没有。
David soon discovers there is something immensely wrong here in the Valley of Elah.
大卫很快脆就发现到在这个以拉谷那里有些东西是非常之不妥。
Goliath has stepped forward.
哥利亚向前咁样嚟
，shouted his usual insult at the Israelites and their God。
啊，对住以色列人同埋以色列人嗰所信嘅个神咧，喺度呼喊一啲侮辱嘅说话。
And what does David notice？
大卫注意到啲乜嘢咧
？Nothing，
冇嘢。
In fact, what he saw were soldiers cowering in fear, running away from Goliath。
佢乃系睇到以色列嘅军队里边系好惊嘅 逃跑。
And to this, David is indignant.
就係因為咁樣，大衛咧就係有啲嘅悲憤嘅感慨。
You could sense, even in this young, handsome shepherd boy, an anger stirring in him.
大家可以睇到依一個年少年貌美嘅一個牧羊人，佢心裏邊係充滿咗依個悲憤感慨。
Taken aback, David asks some of the soldiers around him, "Who is this Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?"
佢問佢周圍嘅人，佢話：依個係邊個嚟噶？佢夠膽喺度真係侮辱緊神同埋神神嗰個軍隊。
In other words, David is asking, "How can this be? How can we just stand by and keep taking these shots from this Philistine?"
其實佢就話：點可以咁樣啊？點我哋怎樣即係企喺度咧，由得依一個人嚟去侮辱我哋？
But there's more.I think David is not just embarrassed at the insults.
其實大衛唔單止係因為依啲嘅侮辱而令到佢局促不安。
David is indignant that his living God was nowhere to be found in the life of his own people.
其實大衛嗰個悲憤感慨，乃係話喺以色列人裏邊睇唔到神嗰個嘅存在。
David is indignant that the opposition questioned his living God, and the only response from his side were soldiers running away in fear.
大衛嗰個悲憤感慨，乃係話：當依個非利士人嚟去質問、去問佢哋嘅神喺邊度嘅時候，以色列嘅人唯一可以做嘅就係逃跑。
You see, the Israelite army became more in awe of Goliath than they were of God, who promised to be on their side.
以色列人佢哋喺度懼怕緊嗰個哥利亞，多過曾經應承佢帶領佢哋嗰個嘅神。
They saw this giant, his armor and his weapons, and they lost sight of God.
佢哋當面對一個巨人嘅時候，見到佢哋嘅軍裝嘅時候，佢哋已經再睇唔到神嗰個存在。
They lost their faith right at the time and place it counted most.
佢哋喺最需要嘅時候，佢哋失去咗佢哋嗰個信心。
This reminds us that sometimes indignation is necessary.
呢個提醒我哋，有時候我哋呢個感慨悲嘆係需要嘅。
Becoming indignant towards those things, the principalities and powers that constrain us to live life in the light of God's ways is necessary.
有時候因為一啲嘅規矩，有時候一啲嘅權柄攔阻咗我哋行出神要我哋行出嘅事嘅時候，呢一種嘅悲嘆感慨，我哋係需要嘅。
For example, when we learn of people in countries all over the world forcing young girls into prostitution.
好多時候，我哋睇到世界上面好多個國家容許咗好有啲嘅人喺度去強迫啲少女去當娼
，and making money off of them
喺佢哋身上面賺錢。
We must be indignant at this。
我哋因為咁嘅時候，我哋應該係悲嘆感慨。
When we learn of local governments or law officials turning a blind eye toward these things，
當我哋睇到當地嘅政府隻眼開隻眼閉，容許呢啲事發生嘅時候。
We must be indignant at this.
我哋實在需要為咗呢啲事而感慨悲嘆。
Do you see what I mean?
你明唔明我講乜嘢
？It is necessary.
係有需要。
Just as we are called to love in the way God loves,
我哋被神去呼召我哋去愛人。
So we are called to be indignant at the evil that persists today.
我哋就為咗今日喺出邊邪惡嘅事發生嘅時候，我哋需要有感慨同埋悲嘆。
Leaders, especially.Must show the way to be indignant at those powers that oppress.
去面對呢啲嘅強權嘅時候，我哋實在要發出我哋嗰個驚慨、驚嘆同埋悲憤嘅心情。
What next?
第二樣係乜嘢咧
？What does David do now?
大衛做乜嘢咧
？He runs.
佢走。
He runs.
佢走。
David is set apart in this story as the only person who trusts in God.
在这个故事里面，我们只是看到大卫是信神那位。
The Israelite army had lost their faith.
以色列的军队失去了他们的信心。
And Saul had lost his faith.
扫罗都失去了他的信心。
But David shines in this story.
但是我们看到大卫在这里发出他的光。
David sees the same things that Saul and his army sees.
大卫看到扫罗王和以色列军队所看到的同样的东西。
But David sees these in a different light.
但是大卫是用一个不同的角度去看到。
Because what sets David apart from everyone else here is his faith.
怎样我们看到大卫和其他人不同呢？就是从他的信心那里上面看到。
And you see, in faith, David faces and overcomes two obstacles even before his showdown with Goliath.
大衛在他來到面對哥利亞之前，他已經面對了兩樣證明了他的信心。
And both of these obstacles come from his own side, his own people.
這兩個的攔阻其實是在他自己那方面來的。
First, his eldest brother, Eliab.
第一個就是他的大哥哥以拉亞。
Eliab sees David speaking with other soldiers and scolds him for hanging around where he shouldn't.
他的哥哥見到大衛跟那些人聊天的時候，他就罵他，為什麼你要在這裡走來走去？
He belittles David.
他小看了大衛。
Tries to put him back in his place with the sheep.
他希望將大衛放回去看羊的地方。
But David is undeterred.
但大衛是堅定不移。
His faith keeps him going.
他的信心驅使他繼續向前行。
So he ignores his brother.
所以他不再理會他的哥哥。
Second, when David is brought before King Saul, Saul immediately discounts him.
当大卫带到扫罗面前的时候，扫罗很快脆的就即系睇低咗佢。
You are only a boy.
你只不过一个小孩。
You can't fight Goliath.
你唔可以去打哥利亚。
He'll crush you.
啊，佢会咧即系揿扁你。
But David's faith, his trust in God, helps him recall the times when God had delivered him from both a lion and a bear.
但系大卫嗰个信心系喺佢曾经神点样喺狮子同埋熊嗰度啊救佢咧而。他加強他自己的信心。
And after Saul hears this,
當他掃羅王聽到大衛講這個事的時候，
Saul gives in and blesses David.
掃羅王就軟化下來，同埋呢更加祝福他。
And he says, go and the Lord be with you.
你去，願神祝福你。
So here is David kneeling at the brook, choosing five smooth stones.
現在我們看到的就是大衛在一個溪流中間跪低落嚟喺度揀緊五塊嘅石仔。
What happens next？
第二跟住落嚟發生咩事咧
？David runs。
大衛走。
Listen closely to this next passage。
嚇，請大家留意下一段嘅經文。下一段嘅經文咧，就係喺同一章十七章，我哋由第四十一節睇到第五十節，請大家聽我讀。非利士人也漸漸的迎著大衛來，拿盾牌走在前頭。非利士人觀看見了大衛，就藐視他，因為他年輕，面色光紅，容貌俊美。非利士人對大衛說：你拿杖到我這裡來，我豈是狗呢？非利士人就指著自己的神咒助大衛。非利士人又對大衛說：來吧，我將你的肉給空中的飛鳥、田野的走獸吃。大衛對非利士人說：你來攻擊我是靠著刀槍和銅戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首及空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。由使者众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜全勝敗全在乎耶和華，他必將你們交在我們手裏。非利士人起身迎著大衛前來，大衛急忙迎著非利士人往戰場跑去。大衛用手從囊中掏出一塊石子來，用機緣甩去，打中非利士人的額，石子流入額內，他就撲倒，面伏於地。這樣大衛用機緣甩石勝了那非利士人，打死他，大衛手中卻沒有刀。
Here is what surprises me.
依度就係令我驚奇嘅地方。
Not only is David courageous and bold enough to face this giant soldier.
不單止大衛面對依一個巨人依啲軍隊時候，佢滿有嘅嗰個勇敢嘅表現。
He runs toward him.
佢係面對依啲人好快咁樣走去依啲人嗰度。
Did you notice this?
你有冇注意到？
If you look a little closer, the words say, as the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line.
当腓力斯人走嚟去攻击佢哋嘅时候，大卫系好快嘅走迎走去呢啲人嗰度。
I've known this story ever since I was a child.
我好自小嘅时候我就认识呢个故事。
But I didn't know that he ran toward his challenger.
但我冇留意到咧，原来大卫咧系好快咁走向去迎战呢啲嘅人。
David doesn't take a casual stroll.
大衛冇佢好就求其咁樣走。
He is determined, courageous, and as though he is filled with something beyond him.
佢係好滿有決心嘅，滿有勇敢嘅喺個心裏邊，佢 即係超出佢心裏面所想嘅嘢。
We can go a little further with this running motif.
我哋可以喺一個嘅走一個嘅情景裏邊，我哋繼續嘅去深入去探討。
There is in fact lots of running in this story.
喺個故事裏邊有好多關於走嘅記載。
Three times at least.
最少三次。
First, we remember the Israelite soldiers ran. They ran away from Goliath.
第一就係話我哋睇到以色列嗰啲嘅軍隊逃跑。
Yes, they were paralyzed, but eventually they ran too.
沒錯，他們是癱瘓了，但是呢，最後呢，他們是逃走。
They ran for their lives.
他們為了他們的生命而逃走。
Second, if we were to read just a little further into verse 51,
當我們看到第51節的時候，
we would see that after David had killed Goliath, the Philistines ran for their lives.
當大衛殺死了哥利亞的時候，菲利士人的軍隊都逃跑。
They now were helpless.
他們現在是無助。
Their hopes were in this one man who now lay toppled by a shepherd boy.
他們所有的希望寄在這個巨人的身上，然而這個的牧童，這個牧羊的人呢，打低了這個巨人。
So the Israelites ran.
所以以色列人走。
The Philistines ran in fear.
菲利士人都因惧怕而走。
And finally, between these two instances, we see David quickly running toward Goliath.
我哋睇到喺呢兩班人嘅當中，大衛係喺度走。
Not in fear，
但係佢哋係冇，佢係冇懼怕嘅。
Full of faith，
係充滿咗信心。
Full of faith，
充滿咗信心。
One of the people during World War II who has fascinated and inspired me is the German pastor and theologian named Dietrich Bonhoeffer。
喺第二次世界大戰嘅時候，有一個神學家。令我非常之嘅感興趣，同埋咧俾我好大嘅鼓勵嘅。
Bonhoeffer was German and a Christian。
一個人叫做潘霍華，佢係德國人，佢亦都係一個基督徒。
So you can imagine the stress he and his fellow German Christians felt when Hitler and the Nazis rose to power。
大家可以即係推想得到一個德國人，一個基督徒。在希特拉和納粹黨的管治之下，他們所受到的精神壓力是多大。
You may not be aware of this, but there were in fact a number of Christians who stood up against the Nazi regime.
可能大家不知道，原來在當時有些基督徒是站起來去對抗納粹黨的。
These Christians were small in number, and many of them persisted in their public denouncement of Hitler.
他們這班的少數的基督徒曾經，他們真的在當時呢是站出来呢去对抗希特拉和纳粹党。
And because of this, many of them were killed.
因为这样的缘故呢，当然他们就会被杀害。
Around the time Germany invaded Poland, marking the start of other Nazi invasions,
当纳粹党差不多去侵袭波兰的时候，
Bonhoeffer had just accepted a teaching position at Union Theological Seminary in New York City.
潘霍華咧，啱啱喺嗰時候咧，就一份接到一份嘅要職，係喺紐約市合一神學院嗰度。
But inside Bonhoeffer, he was restless.
但係喺佢潘霍華嘅心裏邊，佢好唔平靜。
Within him stirred indignation at the Nazis.
喺佢嘅心裏邊充滿咗對納粹黨嗰個嘅悲憤感慨。
And also a desire to be with his fellow Christians in Germany.
亦都係佢有咁嘅心志咧，喺佢覺得喺嗰個時候，佢應該同佢一啲嘅德國嘅基督徒喺埋一齊。
And so Bonhoeffer boarded the last ship scheduled for Germany.
所以潘霍華咧就登上咗最後一班翻去。
He left a good teaching position in New York.
他即係放棄咗喺 New York 一份好好嘅教職嘅工作。
Safe and secure.
非常嘅安全同埋好嘅收入。
And headed back to his homeland where war was soon to erupt.
但係翻返到佢嘅家鄉，當時係發生有戰爭嘅。
And Bonhoeffer carried out what he said to do.
潘霍華即係做出佢所希望所做嘅事。
He established a small Bible school that trained pastors.
他成立了一间小的神学院去训练牧师。
He spoke up against the Nazis, and he encouraged countless number of German Christians with his writings.
他藉着他的写作，他真系当时他表达咗佢反对纳粹党嘅意见。
In this way, Bonhoeffer was like David, full of faith and courageous, running toward the enemy.
在呢方面，我哋睇到潘霍华就好似大卫一样。滿有勇敢的精神。
Unfortunately, Bonhoeffer did not, like David, overcome his enemy.
但很可惜的就是潘霍華沒有好像大衛可以勝過他的敵人。
In the weeks just before the Nazis surrendered, they executed Bonhoeffer, hanging him naked in the courtyard of a concentration camp.
在納粹黨投降之前的幾個星期，潘霍華被脫光了衣服，吊死了在個集中營那裡。
He was only 39 years old.
他那時候只是39歲。
You see, running in the story of David is simply another way of understanding how we live.
所以我哋睇大卫呢个走奔走呢个嘅故事，可以反映出我哋点样去活出我哋嘅生活。
In the face of evil that offends God and oppresses people, do we run away in fear?
当我哋面对一啲邪恶嘅事、抵抗神嘅一个事嘅时候，我哋系咪因为惧怕而逃跑
？Or run toward it head on, full of faith?
还是系充满信心嘅去？迎戰這些的挑戰。
Are we like the two armies in the Valley of Elah who run away, terrified? Or can we be like David and Bonhoeffer, trusting in God no matter what the challenge is ahead?
還是我們好像這兩班的軍隊一樣，我們逃跑，或者我們好像潘霍華，好像大衛一樣，我們是去迎戰這些的挑戰。
Paralysis, indignation, and running.
癱瘓悲憤感慨同埋走。
If we can look at these as various stages that we can envision ourselves in, let me ask you, which of these words best describe where you are now?
我哋將呢幾個字去代入我哋嘅生命嘅時候，請問大家邊啲幾個字，邊一個字係最適合去形容你自己
？Is there something in your life that paralyzes you now?
你生命喺呢個時候係咪生命上面有啲嘅事令到你癱瘓咧？
What are you so in awe and afraid of that is preventing you from doing what is right for the living God?
你心裏面有咩嘅懼怕攔阻到你要做神要你所做嘅啱事咧？
And what are you indignant about?
還係你有咩嘅事令你悲憤感慨咧？
What has God placed in your heart that has stirred you to action?
即係能夠挑起你嗰個嘅有行動嗰個嘅心智啊！
And in what direction are you running?
但是，所以問，你朝著咩方向而走呢？
Are you afraid of what lies ahead, the unknown?
是不是因為前面有些你不明之數，你而懼怕，你逃跑？
Or can you imagine running full of faith toward the challenge that lies before you?
還是你充滿信心的去勇往直前，去迎戰在你生命前面的挑戰？
David is kneeling at the brook, choosing five smooth stones.
大卫跪喺呢个平静嘅溪流当中，喺度拣紧五粒光滑嘅石。
He's getting ready not just to defeat this Philistine giant.
佢系为咗去迎，唔单止系为咗迎战腓利士人去准备。
He's getting prepared to live and lead the people of God for the glory of the living God.
佢系为咗去带领神交俾佢嘅一家人，去为咗神嘅荣耀而活出以后嘅生命。
So my last question for you is,
最後我大問大家一個問題,
what five stones are you choosing?
你在這裡選擇五粒什麼的石仔?